If fame, power, and wealth satisfied souls, then Hollywood and Washington, D.C. would be utopia. But wow, are they ever the opposite of that? As an author and recording artist, I've sung and shared my testimony before U.S. presidents, celebrities, and on national media. I've met and befriended a lot of people from all kinds of backgrounds and positions. I've seen scripture lived out. Only those who know Jesus Christ personally experience resilient hope, love, joy, peace, and security. No thing or status satisfies hearts. Only Jesus Christ deserves our total worship and love-based obedience because he alone is Savior and Lord. Those who know him know what I mean. Don't buy the lies promoted in ads and social clicks. Just choose to focus on Jesus instead. You know, money, popularity, power, and other things evaporate and never satisfy. I've been with people at their deathbed. I know that nobody regrets accepting Christ as Savior and Lord. And that's a massive understatement. The real prize is knowing Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. His love is what you need. His love is what I need. Trust him, believe, repent, and truly live. To know him is to know his love. To know him is to love him more and more as you discover his goodness, grace, and greatness. Now is the time to experience his best. Stop playing the losing game of the world. Come into his presence right now. Draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. He has great purpose for you here and hereafter. Hope in him, the light of the world. He never fades, he never changes. And for us who know him, the best is yet to come. 100% eternally guaranteed. Mark 8:36 says, "For what does it benefit a man to gain the whole world with all its pleasures and forfeit his soul?" John 3:16 through 17, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Philippians 3:14, "I press on toward the goal to win the heavenly prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are you, and that though we see and experience all kinds of challenges and changes in this world, you never change. You always offer victory here and hereafter through Christ, that we can trust you no matter what, that you give us peace that surpasses understanding, that you are you. We praise you, we love you, we welcome you. I pray now with those who have not yet received you, not yet placed their trust in you, and I pray right now, Lord Jesus, please be our Savior and Lord. We repent, we confess our sins, we ask for a fresh cleansing, that you would forgive us of all sin, that you would be our Savior and Lord, and forgive us of everything, and help us to just trust in you like a little child right now, and you alone for salvation. We believe you died on the cross, bearing the punishment for our own sins, and that you rose again, conquering sin and death in our place. And we accept you. We believe you. We put our faith and trust in you alone. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for the security we have in you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. We just confess with our mouths that you are Lord, and we believe in our hearts that you rose from the dead. And so we pray right now that no matter what we're hurting about, that you would help us to remember your victory, that you would heal our hearts and minds and bodies, and that you would grant us grace to share grace with those who are hurting and not acting in a lovable way. Help us to love you and love others with your love. Pray for all prayer requests. Pray for your intervention. Pray for all pastors, leaders, churches, persecuted church in the world. And pray for veterans and military and their families. Pray for the grieving. Pray for the sick. Pray for the lonely, that you would help them to sense your presence. Thank you so much. We just bless your name together. We worship you. We worship you. And we ask for protection and deliverance from evil in your name, Jesus, and for your favor that you would grant us blessings to be blessings. And again, we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.